We're going to do something now that I know you like, that we do every day. We're going to take a walk in our neighborhood. So, let's go up the steps. 1, 2, 3. Let's open the door. Let's go outside in the yard, okay? Can you say that? Yard? Sure you can. Hey, we're outside now. Isn't it nice? There's a little doggy asleep in the shade over there. His name is Kalijah.
Hey, Roberts.
He's cute, isn't he? Can you say that? Cute?
Roberts, can I talk to you for just a minute?
It's our friend Mr. Heyman from across the way. He has the house right next to ours. He's going to be coming over here in a minute to talk to us.
Yeah, I just
want to
have a word with you, Roberts.
Hi, Mr. Heyman. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing
pretty
good.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good, except I got something on my mind.
Well, anything you'd like to say, you can say to me.
Well, my son Timmy, he's been spending a lot of time at your house.
Timmy's special kid.
Yeah, well, frankly, I don't like him spending so much time over at your house.
Timmy has to feed my fish. That's his special job.
Well, he's not going
to
feed him anymore, because I told him not to go over to your house anymore, and I'd appreciate it if you'd stay away from him.
I thought you might have liked the lederhosen that I made for him.
No, I didn't like it. I thought it was an unusual gift for an adult man to give a child.
I lined him with silk so they wouldn't chafe him in the summer.
Yeah, listen,
I was going to put a zipper in, but I thought the buttons would be good
for
his fingers. What I'm
talking about
is
you and the children in the neighborhood. I think you spend an inordinate amount of time with kids, you know? You don't seem to have any adult friends. You don't seem to have a job of any kind. You don't go to work. You just hang around feeding the fish and walking around the neighborhood. Do you do anything for a living, Fred?
I like to get up in the morning and like to put my feet in a wading pool and turn on the hose and wash them, you know?
That's
a special feeling, you know?
You make money off of this, Fred?
What are you driving at?
Well, the thing I'm wondering about is Al Morton, you know, Al on the street. And
he's a policeman, isn't he?
He sure is. And his son, Skip?
Sure, he's a sergeant. He has 3 stripes.
Skipper says you touched him last Tuesday, all right?
Touched him?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Can you say deja vu?
Can you say molest? Can you say that?
Molest? Sure.
You know what that means?
Sure.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about then, huh?
Sure I do.
All right. Okay, I got a petition here. 18 names. Parents in the neighborhood like you out of the neighborhood. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
I want you out. Do you understand? Because we don't like you.
Well,
I don't like your face. I don't like the way you comb your hair. I don't like those shoes. You know what I mean?
Well, I like it here.
I don't like that sweater. You know, I noticed you buttoned your sweater.
Sure I did.
Well, Fred, you forgot to tie your shoes.
My shoes? What do you mean? Gee, that hurts, you know. Ouch. Whoops, there goes my loafer. Bloody nose.